In Kisi Sarabanda, Signature of the Spirit, this symbol, which comes from the Congo-Angolan world, is a representation of a Bakongo cosmogram. These powerful spiritual forms represented the method in which Congo-Angolan nations viewed the interaction of the spiritual and material world. Nkisi Sarabanda is a compound word. An Nkisi is a spiritual object that is used for worship purposes. Often they are found deposited at important and spiritually propinquitous spaces in sites from the world enslaved people lived in. For instance, Nkisis have been found in the corner of slaveholders' homes from Texas to Maryland. These items, African forms that have been constructed out of American materials, exemplify the hybridized fashion in which African descendant people have constructed a culture in the Americas. These cosmograms represent the celestial understanding of the interrelations of the realms of the living and the realms of the dead. While these realms are different from each other, the cosmogram asserts that these worlds are intertwined and in communication. This communication takes place at the core, the crossroads at the center, where all realms are linked and where the dead and the living commingle. The word cosmogram is derived from the word cosmos, meaning the celestial world. The shape of this symbol reflects the world of the stars, resembling the form of a spiral galaxy. That this important symbol looks like a natural astronomical form shows the Congolese interest in astronomy and their religious affinity for nature. The word Sarabanda means the highest spirit or paramount god. In Nkisi Sarabanda, this signature takes the form of a cross. The reason this is so relates to the Congolese propensity for Christianity. In the 15th century, Congolese King Afonso converted to Catholicism, and the Catholic faith took hold in his kingdom. The first African New Yorkers were Congo-Angolans, and documentary evidence exists to assert that their faith was Congolese Catholicism. This form is similar to Yawa, the Bakongo cosmogram that is also represented here at this site, but it is embellished with the signature of the Christian god, showing the symbiosis of traditional religion and Catholicism, and the fluidity of both forms the Catholic Congolese engaged in Africa and New York. To the men and women interred at the African burial ground, this symbol would have reminded them of the worlds they were a part of, the Africa they kept in their hearts, and the America they adapted to and helped to create. It further reminds us of the Afro-Christian hybridization that would have characterized funerals at the African burial ground. This symbol is a literal melting pot, and it shows us the evolution of African-American culture which took place here at the African burial ground.